Vayter in Shas. We are in Daf Chav Hey, picking up on the very bottom of Chav Dalam Abayz, by the bottom of the page, by the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Maisa, story time. Shabo Shnayim, the two Eidim that came. And they, Va'amru, when they said, Re'inuhu Shachris B'Mizrach. We saw the moon, Shachris, was in the Mizrach. Rashi says, Esa Yashana, talking about the old moon. We saw the old moon on the east side, on the east coast, going the east in the morning. Beep, turn the page, Chafim and Alf. And then the Arviz B'Mariv. And then when it was in the nighttime, we saw it in the Ma'arav. We saw it in the west. Rashi says, the Arviz B'Mariv, Esa Chadosh, we saw the new one. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Eidei Shekerhin. These guys are a bunch of liars. You know why? As Rashi says, the Kaim Alon, because we know the top Rashi, second one, Esim V'Arba, Shoi Michse Siaruk. There's 24 hours that it's covered. We saw it's in Chafim Abayz. You're not able to see it. So how could you say you saw the old one now and then the new one now? Within 24 hours. Kishabo liyavna kiblon Rabban Gamliel. When they came to Yavna, Rabban Gamliel was mekabel their edus. We shall get into why he was mekabel their edus, but he was. And it's going to open up a bit of a messy matzav. Va'od bo shnayim amru, va'amru. And then we had another matzav that happened. The two of them came and they said, Reinu bismano, we saw it in its time, which, you know, means a 29-day month. It was on Biyom Shloshim, as she says, on the 30th day. We saw on the third day, Ubelel Iburo Lonira, but we didn't see it on the next night, which was the Lel Iburo, if it were to be going, you know, and it would be a full month. Rashi says, Shahayim Mitsapim Bezdin, Vihaam Shitehe Magula, Vyrua, Me'achesha Edom Rua, Biyom Lonira Lehem. So they weren't able to see it. They're waiting to see if they could see it also. Rashi explains that they're not saying that they didn't see it the next day. They said they saw it, but then it happens to be the next day. Based on everyone was looking to see the moon, and they didn't see it. V'kiblon Megamliel was mekabel their edus. However, Amar of those have been orkanos edi shekerhein. These guys are a bunch of liars. Heich meidin al isha sheyolda. How could you go and give a testimony that a woman gave birth and then go and say ulmachar kreisim and shinel? You see that her stomach is between her teeth. In other words, she's got a big belly. In other words, clearly you're saying that you saw the moon yesterday and today we're looking, we don't see it anymore. That's like having a woman saying she gave birth and next day she's pregnant. Amar lo, Rabbi Yoshua, roa ani es divarecha. I agree with you. And Rashi says he's agreeing that la'aber sechodesh, don't take their testimony, be ma'aber the chodesh. So Rabbi Gamliel not too happy about this because we know that Rabbi Gamliel actually accepted it. And now he's got himself a bit of a bloody matziv, right? Because Rabbi Yeshua, I'm sorry, because Rabbi Dosa ben Horkan has argued with Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua is agreeing with him. So what happens? Rabbi Gamliel sends a message. He says, Gozani alecha shetavu atzli b'makulcha u'b'mo'oscha b'yom ha'kipurim shechalios b'chashboncha. I demand of you to come to me with your walking stick and with your wallet on the Yom Kippur according to your cheshbon. Right, because according to Rabbi Gamliel's cheshbon, Yom Kippur was going to be on Yom Kippur on the 10th. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that wasn't the 10th, it was going to be the next day. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's actually the 11th. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying that it's the 10th then. And he's saying, nope, that's not. And you have to come to me on your Yom Kippur in order to be machsh of me. So what happens? Halach HaMatzah Rabbi Kiva Meitzar. Rabbi Kiva found and he saw that he was all upset. Rabbi Yeshua was all upset because he's like, what do I do now? Like Rabbi Gamliel, who's like the main man over here, he's telling me I have to go ahead and go to him on Yom Kippur. How can I do? How can I be Mechal Yom Kippur, says in the words of Rashi. Amar lo, he says back to him, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, Yesh li lilmod shekol ma she'asa Rabbi Gamliel asoy. I can prove to you that everything that Rabbi Gamliel did, he did. In other words, it works. Even if you were to do something wrong, even if you made a mistake, it still works. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Elamode Hashem mikroi kodesh asher tikru osam. These are the festivals of Hashem. That you're going to call them out. Bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana. Whether it's done at the right time, it's done not at the right time. Ein li moedos ela elu. I don't have moedos except for these. In other words, even if they do it in the wrong time, once you tikro osam, you call that out that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, then that works. So therefore, even if you made a mistake, that's still what has to be done. Balo eitzo abedosa ben horkenes. So he came to abedosa ben horkenes. Amar lo, and he said to him, this is Rabbi Yeshua. He came to Rabbi Amalo, and he said to him, "In boyin anu ladun achar beis dino shel Gamliel." He says, listen, Rabbi Yeshua, I know you're upset, but if you're going to start going ahead and thinking about this, they're based on they're doing the wrong thing over here, you're going to open up Pandora's box. I'm going to have to now go and question every single Beis Din. Shalman Mios Moshe Ad Achshav. Right, and what are you going to do? This is the Beis Din. You can't go ahead and argue with the Beis Din because then you're arguing with the concept of all Beis Dins. Right? Shenemar v'yal Moshe v'Aaron noven of you v'shiv mizik in Yisrael. Pasuk says that they went up Moshe Aaron noven of you and the 70 elders of Israel. Now v'lama lo nisparshu shemosin shel zakenim. Why does it actually say the names of the zakenim? Answer is Elul Lelam is coming to tell you. Anytime you have three judges that are there to go ahead and be a Beis Din, Moshe, it takes on the status of a Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeini. So we can't go ahead and start questioning them because we're going to start causing a bigger ruckus. Rashi says, Lama lo nispar simu shamosam, Shimba Adam Lodun Acher Beis Din Shibiyamav. We say back to him, Shema Choshevu Kishlosha Minashar, Shalom Spar Shishmosam. Maybe they're part of the three that we didn't say their names, in which case you have to take it seriously. Okay, so what does he do? He says, all right, if I have to listen, I have to listen. Not to Makalam Elsabiyadu, he took his walking stick, he took his wallet with him, his money, and he went to him on what he thought was Yom Kippur, but according to Ramil, it was already Yud Aleph. According to his cheshbon, that was Yom Kippur. He saw him, he stood up, he kissed him on his head, and Amarlo, he said, Bo b'shalom, Rebbe v'talmidi, come, my Rebbe and my Talmud. Rebbe b'chachma, your wisdom, you're my Rebbe, v'talmidai, but my Talmud, v'talmidi, shekibalta es devarei, that you accepted my words, that you listened, that you came. That, my friends, is the Mishnah. Let's look at the Halakha Gemara. Tanya, Amar Rav Gamliel, Chachamim, Rav Gamliel said to Chachamim. He says, Kach mekublani mi beis avi abba. This is a kasha we're trying to figure out right now. How was it Rav Gamliel was willing to go ahead and accept the Eidos when they said they saw it in the morning and then they saw it in the evening? The old one in the morning, the new one in the evening. We said that on Daf Chaf Amabez, you're not able to see that. It's impossible. So how did he do it? So he says, Kach mekublani mi beis avi abba. Thus, I have accepted from my father's father, from my father's household. Although you're right that the general understanding is that it takes 20, you won't see it for 24 hours. Sometimes it takes a long time. It comes on a long way. And sometimes it comes short. And therefore, it can happen that it's going to come very quickly. And that's why I would go ahead and I am being mekabel. Now, where do we see? We're going to back this up a little bit. That it doesn't always come like a consistent type of motion. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time is to be Rabbi. What is the reasoning of Bei Rabbi, who zogs such a concept? Or we change the lesson actually to Rabbi Gamliel. Dechsev asa yarech lamoadim shemesh yadam avo. He made the moon for the different times, and the sun knows when it's coming. Shemesh hu diyadam avo. That means to tell you that the sun knows when it's coming. Yerech lo yodam avo, right? Because the sun knows because it has a consistency. Yerech lo yodam avo, but doesn't know exactly the time when it's going to come because it changes. Sometimes the longest, sometimes a little shorter. Story time. Rabbi Chiya chazi l'siara. Rabbi Chiya, he saw the moon. Rashi says we're talking about Yeshana, it was the old moon. Tavaka b'tzavad yasa medisha. He saw that you could see it on the morning of the 29th. Shakal Kala Pasuk Bey. He took a bunch of dirt and he threw the dirt at the moon. Rashi says, Pises Rigavim Muta Belaz. He took over here and he threw this type of mud at the moon. And Amar said, La'or Tabina the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, tonight we have to go ahead and bring you. To be Mekadosh you, we have to sanctify you. Vat kayim tachon, you're still here. In other words, we're not supposed to see you now in order that you should come. The new one should come, and then I should be able to do it. Zilakase, go, cover yourself, so that we can actually go ahead and make this month into a chaser. This is like we discussed the concept that sometimes we go and get the Edom to say things even if they didn't see them because we want to make sure to make a separation between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So this is one of the times that they wanted to pull that move. But when he saw in the morning, he's like, oh, Yvay, why are you doing? I could see you. Now that I could see you, I can't have the new one coming. Now it's just a beer, so I can actually do this matzah. We're going to be ma'ayim, the people. It says, Rashi, v'im v'at kayam t'hacha, and you're here. V'im te niris arvis shuv lo yikachos achodesh l'machar k'darmin l'el, like we said earlier. You have to have a lily v'yom min achadash she'im niris ha'yishana la'or chavtes ein mekatshin machers ha'kodesh. If I saw it today, I'm not going to be able to do it tomorrow. So you messed it up over here. You got to go and cover yourself up so that we don't have these issues. Amalei Rabbi Chia, he said, zil le'ein tav v'katshi liyacha. He says, oh, I'll help you out. Go to ein tav, it's a place, and go be mekatish. Rashi gives one of two reasons, either because they didn't want it to be that the people over there are going to make fun of him and say, hey, you saw it during the day and the next day you'll be Mekadosh, it doesn't make any sense. He says, go to another town and do it over there. Rashi gives another answer, the reason why I had to go to another town, because it was a Gezerah. God's a Gezerah, but Mekomo, Shal Yikadosh, was a Chodesh, or not be Mekadosh, a Chodesh, that's what he said. Ushlachli Simana, David Melech Yisrael, Chai Vikayam. Send me some sort of sign that you actually did it so I can know that it was done. And you should know David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Nimshal Kilavana, Shenemar Bo, Kiso Keshemesh Negdi, Kirech Yochan Olam. So David Melech is like the moon, that's why it says that. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Pamachas is Kashu Shamayim Ba'ovim. One time there was a lot of clouds that are up in the sky. Vinir is Demus Levana Be'asim Tisha L'Chodesh. They're able to see something that looked like the moon on the 29th of the month. And Rashi says, weiter. Kisvurim ha'am lomer Rosh Chodesh. So they wanted to say, okay, Rosh Chodesh. Ubikshu Beizdin Likacho. So Beizdin, they wanted to go out and to be Mekadosh it also. Like, okay. Saw the moon? Nope, this is what I received from my papa. Ein chidusha shalavana pechusa me'esem v'tisha yomu mechsa u'shnei shlisha v'shivim shlosha chalakim. That a month is never going to be less than, in other words, in the half of the next moon, never going to be less than 29 and a half days and two-thirds of an hour and 73 chalakim from the one that came before it. It will be at least that. And he was saying clearly that amount of time didn't happen yet, so it can't be that that was it. V'osayom Meisimo shel Ben Zaza. On that day, the mother of Ben Zaza died. V'hispid Rabbi Gamliel hespid gadol. He gave her a tremendous hespid. Lo b'pnei she'ruya l'kach. Not because she was so chashev. Ela k'dei she'yidu ha'am shelo kitchu beizia z'chodesh. To know that beizia were not mekadosh z'chodesh. Rashi says she'im hespidim yom tov. Because you don't give a hespid on yom tov. So therefore, clearly it wasn't masvid unless it wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet. And that's that he wanted people to know that. That's an amazing, amazing vault. I'm curious to know what she was zocha, why she was zocha to get that. Got to be some Ben Yoyod or something. Zog next part of the Mishnah. Halach u'matzu Rabbi Kiva meitzar. Rabbi Kiva saw that he was all upset. Ibailu, Ibailu. Me meitzar. Who was upset? Rabbi Kiva meitzar or Rabbi Yeshua meitzar? Was it Rabbi Kiva or was it Rabbi Yeshua? We said that it was, well, the way we read it so far, it says Rabbi Yeshua. That's what I want to know. Which one was it? Toshima, let's bring around your detanya. As we learned in Ebraisa. Halach Rabbi Akiva, Masal Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Akiva went to Rabbi Yoshua, Kishu Meitzar. Rabbi Akiva went and he saw that Rabbi Yoshua was upset. Amar lo, he said to him, Rabbi, Mipnimata Meitzar, what are you upset? Amar lo, he said back to him, Rabbi, he said to him, Akiva, Roy lo sheyipal amita, Shnemasar Chodesh. Val Yigzar love Gezerazu, it would be better for me, well, literally for him, but he's talking about himself, to be in bed for 12 months than to have to go ahead and have this Gezerah against him, again, against me, that he used to walk on Yom Kippur with his money bag and his staff and everything. Amalo, he said to him, Rebbe, Tarshini Lomar Lefanecha Davar Echad Shil Meditani. Is a mutter, will you allow me to go ahead and tell you something that you taught me? Amalo Amor, he said, speak. Permission to speak? Granted. Amalo, he said, Hareyu Omer, we know that it says in the Pasuk when it talks about the holidays, Atem, 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 Shalosh Pa'amim. Each time, instead of writing Osam, which is how the word is actually read, it's spelled without a vav, therefore it's chaser, so it can be read as Atem, meaning you. And what do we say? Atem Afilu Shogigen. We learn from there, Atem, even if it's Shogigen, it works. Rashi says, Me'aleim, last skinny line, Shogigen, Me'aleim. And they thought it was Roy and they made a mistake. I tell them, Afilu Mezidin, if you went ahead and you did it against, you did it straight up. You shouldn't have done it, but you did it anyway. I tell them, Afilu Mu'atin, the Tam, Mutin, even if you, as Rashi says, Aydi Sheker, even if you were tricked through some sort of lie. Aloshen Azeh Amar Lo. So before you say that last line, so he says, isn't it true that it should work anyway? In which case, you should be fine, even though Nechanami, you saw it a certain way. Rabbi Gamliel was already Mekadosh, so shouldn't it be good? Even if it's a mistake, even if it was on purpose, even if he was lied to. So Balashan Azam Allah, we responded back to him, and he said the following words, Akiva Nichamtani Nichamtani. You have made me feel better, you have made me comfortable, you've comforted me, you have comforted me. And don't forget, this whole matzah over here is he felt that the people were lying because I got to see the moon in one time and then the next one, like, how is it going to work in that short amount of time? So he felt that they were actually not telling the truth, they were tricking them or lying to them. So he says, okay, but doesn't matter, even so, it should be fine. Up to the next part of the Mishnah. Baloi to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. He came in front of Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Tana Rabbanan. Remember, he said to him, you're going to go and question this Beis Din, you have to question all Beis Dins, right? So then I says, Tana Rabbanan, Lama lo nisparshu shemosim shazakinim Allah. Why didn't it say the names of other Zakinim? Shalo yomer adam, person should have come and say, Ploni kemoshe v'aron. Are these people like Moshe and Aaron? Ploni kemoshe v'aron. Like, are they, I'm sorry, Ploni kemoshe v'aron. Are they like none of you? Ploni, Elda the Maidad? Are they like Elda the Maidad? Who are these people that we should go and listen to them? And maybe I shouldn't have to go ahead and I shouldn't have to listen. Va'omer, and it says, Va'yomer Shmuel l'la'am, Hashem asher osa es Moshe v'es Aaron. This is, and Shmuel said to the peeps, said Hashem who made Moshe and Aharon, Va'yomer v'yishlach Hashem es Yerubbabel, V'es Bidan, V'es Yiftach, V'es Shmuel. Rashi comes in, he tells us, V'yom Hashem Asher Asa Es Moshe V'es Aaron, Shmuel Anavi Omer Yisrael. He's speaking to Yisrael, that the Ben Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asa Lechem Nisim, he made miracles for you. They Shisha Zekinim Allah, these six people, Moshe, V'Aaron, Yeruvael, V'dan, V'yiftach, U'Shmuel. Yeruvael is the Gidon. Now we break it down. This is Gidon. And Yerubal. Why is it called Yerubal? Sha'asa Meriva. Well, sorry about that. Sha'asa Meriva and Baal. He made a fight with Baal. The Navi tells a story that he went in and he destroyed the idol of Baal. And therefore, he was called that person who fought with Baal. The one who fought with Baal. Bidan is a Shimshon. Let's talk about Shimshon. V'lamene Kishmo Bidan. Da'asi Midan. Because he comes from Dan. Shevet Dan. Yiftach Kimashmo. Yiftach is like, it sounds. Meaning, it's him. That's his name. Beep, turn the page. Chafei Mabez. V'yomer Moshe V'aron V'kohanov U'Shmuel B'koyrei Shema. Whoa, look at that. Moshe and Aaron were B'kohanov, the Kohanim. Shmuel was the one who would call out Hashem's name. Shokal HaKosov Shlosha Kali Olam K'Shlosha Chamurei Olam. We see that we're comparing three not as so chashev a people with three very chashev people. Who's that? We have Yerubal, Bedan, and Yiftach, and put on a level of, and it puts them together with Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Lomacha, come and tell you what. Yerubal, Bedaro, Kamoshe, Bedaro. Yerubal in his generation was like Moshe in his. Bedan, Bedaro, Karen, Bedaro. He was like his, Bedan, his generation was like Aaron, his generation. Yiftach, Bedaro, Kishmuel, Bedaro. Lelamedecha. Shafilu kal shibakalin, even someone who's so kal, even someone who's very light, very small, very, very not choshev, v'nistamana, p'harnisal tzibor, but he becomes a leader of the tzibor. Harehu ke'abir shibabirim. This person is like the most choshev of the choshev. V'yomer. Ubasa elakonim elavim elashov elashayir bayam imaim. You go to the one of the whoever it is, the judge that's in that day. What's a pshat that says that are in those days? If chisala daitach shadam holech itzal adayin shaloyim. What do you think it's going to go to the dayin who's not in their days? Of course, it's in the day. Ha elachalei lechalei itzal shofit bayam. Of course, you're going to the one who's during your days. Via so what is that? What is it showing you? You don't even have to go to another judge. That these are people that are don't go and look for another place. Rashi says, that's all you need is in your days. Don't say, why is it that the days of the first days are better than these days? In other words, the ones that don't exist anymore, the old days. You go by the people that live in your place in your time. Next part of the Mishnah, Notamakal Melasabi Yado, he took his stick, he took his money, and he went to where Rabbi Gamliel was on Yom Kippur for whatever the day that he thought it was his Yom Kippur. Tanu Rabbanan, Kevin Shirosa, Rabbi Gamliel, Sabi Yeshua, Abram Kisun Shakal Roshu, he got up and he kissed him on his head. Amar, he said to him, Shom Alecha Rabbi Vishamidi, Rabbi Vishamidi, Rabbi Shalimanat Torah Barabim, you're my Rabbi because you teach Torah, you taught me Torah, Barabim. Vitalmidi Shani goes there, like a gzera with a mekaima, kiss almid, that I make a gzera on you, and you are mekaim, this gzera like a talmid. Ashrei adar, she'agidolim, nishmaim, lekitanim, praiseworthy, fortunate is the generation. We have the great ones that are going according to the ones that are less great. Kalvachomer kitanim legidolim. How much more so if the smaller ones listen to the greater ones? In fact, the Gemara, kalvachomer chiyuvahu? Kalvachomer, chiyuvahu. What do you mean? Oh, kalvachomer, the smaller ones listen to the bigger ones. Of course the smaller ones listen to the bigger ones. That makes sense to do such a thing. Ella, no. What does it mean? Mitol shagadolim nishmoim lekitanim. Since the greater ones listen to the smaller ones, nosim kitanim kalvachomer ba'atzmam. The smaller ones are going to make a kalvachomer. If the greater ones are listening to the smaller ones, clearly the smaller ones should listen to the greater ones. Hadrin aloch. Im Eino Makirim. For those who have been with us, you know our minhag. We said Hajj al-Alch, so let's actually do it. Back to Chav Beis, the beginning opening sentence on the very bottom of the page, the Mishnah said, Im Eino Makirim Oso, then Mishalchin Imo Acher Leidu. If you don't recognize him, then bring another set of Edim in order to go ahead and to prove that he is legitimate. Okay, now that we've done that, Yotzezain. Okay, my friends, I know we're stopping a little short over here, but we're going to stop it over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.